The questions you always had. The answers you were never given. The place to seek the truth. Welcome to Veritas.
Tonight on Veritas, our special guest is Daryl Becker. We're told that modern medicine is about saving lives. We're told to trust the experts. We're told that science is settled. What if the system isn't designed to heal, but to keep you sick? Welcome to the illness industrial complex, the most profitable industry on earth. An industry that doesn't just treat disease, it manufactures it. An industry that ensures that cures never reach the public because sickness is far too valuable to be eliminated. Chronic illness is now the norm. Cancer, heart disease, autoimmune disorders, and mental health epidemics are skyrocketing. We have more doctors, hospitals, and medications than ever before. Yet people are sicker than at any point in history. How is that possible? If modern medicine is so advanced, why does disease keep increasing instead of disappearing? The answer is simple. Sickness is good for business. A healthy population isn't profitable. But a population that is dependent on medication, repeat surgeries, and never-ending treatments. That is the foundation of a trillion-dollar empire built on disease. Daryl Becker is a licensed acupuncturist, holistic healthcare practitioner, an independent thinker who has spent years exposing the medical machine designed to keep you sick. His journey into alternative healing and medical freedom forced him to confront the uncomfortable reality that modern medicine is not broken. It's working exactly as designed. But when the truth threatens profits, the truth is erased. That's why Daryl co-founded Content Safe, to ensure that voices questioning this system are never fully silenced. Because the most dangerous thing to an industry built on deception is the truth. Tonight, we break down the financial empire that thrives on disease, the censorship that keeps real health solutions hidden, and the industries that depend on keeping you as a customer for life. The deeper you go, the more the lies start to fall apart. And once you see how deep this goes, there's no turning back. Daryl Becker is coming up next. Welcome to the Veritas Project. I'm your host, Mel Hostelrich. If this is your first time listening, welcome home. To access tonight's full interview and all of our exclusive material, simply join the Veritas Plus family by clicking on the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the power of FLFE with a 15-day free trial today. No credit card required. Also, be sure to explore our enhanced Veritas Plus transcripts, offering full transcripts, comprehensive analysis, and exclusive insights for every episode. As a Veritas Plus member, you'll receive a 50% discount on these enhanced transcripts. If you're looking to get in touch with me, have a guest suggestion, or would like to provide feedback, simply click on the contact button on our website. Your thoughts and ideas are always appreciated. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's program. His websites are darylbecker.com and contentsafe.co. And to discuss the illness industrial complex from the Big Island of Hawaii, I'd like to welcome Daryl Becker. Hello, Daryl, and welcome to Veritas. How are you?
Hey, Mel. It's great to be here. And just want to throw in there, it's dbeckermedical.com is where people can find me. But I think I know where you found me, which was probably the things I post over Facebook and Instagram.
Maybe that's where that's right. So it's dbecker.com, beckermedical.com.
Yep. That's where I, that's my like work in progress site. But yeah, I've been a medical researcher and licensed acupuncturist, been a medical professional for 26 years now. And that's what got me into researching and figuring out what is real health and how do you get there?
By the way, before we begin, I love your Facebook account, your social media. We could actually do an entire two-hour show on maybe 10 of your memes. I love your memes. Every day I look forward to seeing what you have to say. I don't know where you get them.
You know, mostly it's stuff that I've posted the previous year. I just go right into my memories and like, oh, there's a bunch and it's right there. And, you know, the other people that are in my feeds that I can just grab from theirs as well. I'm just really more of a reposter. Very few things do I create originally.
By the way, I always, whenever I have somebody discussing health, which is not that often, but at least once a quarter, I like to bring somebody of high caliber to come here and discuss it. Illness industrial complex, that just came to mind. And I said to myself, I know who's the right one, and that's you. And I always wonder what the journey, what the eureka moment was for anybody that I interview. They all have a different story, just like I do. But the journey into your holistic medicine path and health activism, most people who go into medicine follow a conventional path, medical school, pharmaceuticals, standardized treatments, but you took a different road. Not only did you become an acupuncturist, but you also became a vocal critic of the mainstream medical system. That's not a path people take lightly because it comes with resistance, as you know. So I have to ask, what was the turning point for you?
When I started having allergies and all kinds of respiratory problems in my teen years, I was going to your standard allopathic medical doctor, the MDs who are called allergists. You know, they do a thing called a RAS test where they have basically inject small amounts of known allergens into your arm and to see which ones, you know, cause a skin irritation. And then figure, okay, those are the problems. And then they take larger amounts of that stuff and inject that into your bicep, an intramuscular injection. And that's supposed to help not have as much reactions to those. These were mostly, you know, things that would be inhaled respiratory allergens, things like dust and mold and cat, dog, dander, and things like that. That did not help. And lo and behold, basically, I was not getting help. I was having to take more and more antihistamines and to treat that. And it was until I was around 22 years old where I found the medical professional to help me. I'd moved to Vermont at that point, and I was still suffering from the same allergies. And I was directed to go to a special type of chiropractor, someone who practices applied and clinical kinesiology. And a lot of people know this as muscle testing, but it's a lot more than that. It's a very complicated system. There are several hundred muscles, and they are very much innervated by the spine. And it's an interesting thing where this specific doctor, this doctor of chiropractic, this chiropractor was able to use his training to, I can go in, show up in the session, and be having full-blown allergies and walk out without them. And I didn't know what he was exactly doing back then because I was a young man, you know, and I was not really medical savvy. That wasn't my thing. But that's how it started. It was about 4 years later where, you know, let's back up for a moment. I would be going there to get treatments for the next 4 years, but, you know, I was going there and then eventually going there with my girlfriend. And then as she was pregnant with our daughter, I'd be going there to learn how to treat my girlfriend while she was going, you know, being pregnant and, you know, going through the whole gestation process, then learning how to treat a little infant. And he was teaching me how to help myself, how to help my girlfriend, how to help our little daughter. He would be showing me little things of what I can do. And by the time my daughter was 2 years old, he invited me into his practice to be his assistant to start. He said, I'm a natural, that I could do this. And that's how I started. I started working as a chiropractic assistant. And about less than a year later, he knew that, got to go to get some piece of paper to protect yourself, to get people to appreciate and respect the skills that I was developing. So he found me an acupuncture college. And that's when I started going to learn acupuncture. To move somewhere and get a chiropractic license would be even more expensive, and also moving far away, I was able to stay there in Vermont and go through that training. And I continued that way all the way to the present day. I've spent my time as an acupuncture student. I graduated. I spent time as an acupuncture professor, helping those people get through to their license. But on the way through, this chiropractor taught me the first, you know, one of the first books he showed me in the clinic, this book called Béchamp or Pasteur. This is by Hume, H-U-M-E. And this is the first book that I saw about the terrain model of health and disease, a topic that we might get into here. But what it was trying to show is that it's not these pathogens, these bacteria, these funguses, alleged viruses. These are not the cause that are like basically from the outside comes in and then you catch them. It doesn't work that way. As Antoine Béchamp learned long ago, this is the doctor who was plagiarized by Louis Pasteur. Louis Pasteur plagiarized Béchamp's work, and that's what that book is mostly about. And it's one of the foundational works. But so this was like opening my eyes into, okay, this is a very corrupted field, this medicine. Obviously, they were not serving me before when I was, you know, if originally the allergy doctor could have gotten me better, he would have. But he was doing everything he was told to do, and he did not help me, probably actually hurt me to some degree, though not enough that I suffered majorly, but things were, you know, not really getting better for years during my teen years and early 20s. So there was really an eye-opening moment of just seeing the difference between like real medical care, as I finally discovered when I was 22, and what passes for medical care coming from doctors like MDs and stuff.
So why, when we talk about germ theory, this is something that everybody talks about, especially doctors. This has never, correct me if I'm wrong, never been scientifically proven. If that's the case, why is germ theory still the dominant model in medicine if it's never been scientifically confirmed?
It's a simple matter of following the money. It makes the most money, and it has the most publications and the most PR campaign behind it. This is what's happened. It's all it really takes. I have lots of medical colleagues who probably to their dying day will never acknowledge that they were misled and fooled for years. I have certainly lots of other colleagues and friends who likewise could not acknowledge that they were fooled. It's just like what Samuel Clemens, what we know as Mark Twain, said long ago, it's easier to fool a man than convince him he's been fooled. And it's the same case, even more so, when your profession is lying on it. So there's just a lot more money behind the story that it is bacteria that come from the outside to cause you to get strep and staph infections, that to get like infections from bacteria and such, to get a Lyme disease from these Lyme bites is like Borrelia and Babesia bacterial infections. That's the story. The story is that you get COVID viral infections. The story is that you get AIDS from an HIV viral infection. These are the stories that are promoted, and there is a lot of money behind that story. It makes a lot of money. Mel, we're talking tens or hundreds of trillions of dollars. If we add in everything, if we start to talk about the legislations and controls, the side industries that all profit from this, it's a lot of money.
Okay, quick parenthesis, as you're bringing this up, is remdesivir to COVID-19 the same as AZT to AIDS?
That's an interesting analogy. I think that it does cause massive damage. Though I don't really know if remdesivir kills to the extent that AZT, which was an early HIV treatment, did. You know, that was for sure. I know that AZT was originally designed as a chemotherapy cancer drug, but it was shelved for years because it was deemed too toxic to treat cancer. And then they brought it out to treat people with the so-called HIV.
Well, I mentioned this because the fear. I mean, remdesivir, everybody's talking, oh, they're going to give you remdesivir. But nobody knew that, you know, it's, I call it run, death is near, because we know what happened with it. But all those deaths in the 80s, I remember, oh, so-and-so died, Rock Hudson died. I wonder if they died because of AZT.
Most of the time they did. Most of the time, these large disease-named symptoms, the death is from the treatment, not from the actual disease. So this goes for the top ones that we're talking, the number one so-called killers, and that's heart disease and cancer.
Cancer, right.
Most of the time, it's actually the treatments for heart disease and also the diagnostic methods and the treatments for cancer and sometimes the diagnostic methods like mammograms, for example. The treatments and diagnostic methods themselves are the likely major cause of people dying. But just to jump back to germ theory, there actually is a complete lack of evidence to support that bacteria come from the outside of a person, like, and then a new type of bacteria that they're not used to. And now all of a sudden a disease develops. This is just not the way it seems to work. And the pushback I get around this one is massive when people are just saying, well, if it's not that, then what is it? You know, because I know I caught a cold around these sick people. And I'm saying, well, do you know anyone who doesn't catch a cold around someone? Because, like, I'm that person. I don't catch a cold around sick people. And I'm a healthcare professional. I have sick people in here all the time. I'm here in my clinic. So riddle me that. And, of course, you know, the answer is if I don't have to prove a negative. That's not how logic works. I have suspicions about how I think health works and how I think disease functions that would go counter to the germ theory of disease. And I could... it's the same kind of thing, and I can go into that one. But I don't have to prove, like, that, you know, basically what replaces it right away. All I have to do is poke enough holes in a very widely publicized theory of germ theory. All I have to do is poke holes in it and show that it's not the likely one that works. I don't think so.
I remember years ago, I interviewed Dr. Jerry Tennant. I don't know if you've heard that name before, but I had this question. I had this question too. You know, what happens when people are around sick people, all of a sudden they get sick too. And most of the time they shake hands, they touch each other. And when you touch somebody who has some kind of disease, you are donating your electrons. And when you donate your electrons, you deplete them. You're like a battery. And that's why a lot of people get sick. But you know, we're often told that heart disease and cancer, as you're saying, are the top two causes of death. But then you have Gary Null wrote the book, The Death by Medicine. Could it be actually number one, not the third cause of death? And if that's the case, why do we still trust the system with our health?
Well, the answer is in the pronoun you just used. You and I, we do not trust that system with our health, but a lot of people do what they're told because they were put in an indoctrination system, the so-called public school system, which is really a government school system. They were taught from an early age to trust authorities and to give up their own autonomy. They were taught to be basically obedient, conformist, and philosophically, scientifically apathetic. They were taught to be that way. And that's just increased over these decades since we were young. This is what's been going on, and it's what will continue until children are no longer put in these indoctrination camps called public schools. That will be the case. There will be order followers. There'll be lots of people. But, you know, we saw what happened. Like, there was World War COVID happened. And all of a sudden, children were sent home to go to school on Zoom, and parents, seeing how completely inadequate that type of education system was, this was the biggest growth in home education, what's called homeschooling, and from there, the biggest growth in unschooling or child-directed learning. So more and more people just have already stepped out of that system. They've realized that they could do better for their children. They could do better for themselves and teach themselves. But there's still a lot of obedient and compliant people. I think it's like, how old are you in your mind? You know, Mel, like, how old are you able to sort of flex to new things? And people who can be, you know, digit wise, you know, years wise, not that old, but they could be really, really old in terms of not being very flexible in their mind, not curious, not having humility and knowing that they could get it wrong. And, you know, just not having courage to try new things.
I always say that that is the key for what I do. If I didn't possess that, my ego would take over and say, oh, what Daryl is saying is BS, or what this other guest is saying is not. I can't do that. I have to listen, and I might not agree with you here and there, but I know for a fact that I learned quite a lot, and that's the way I do it with everybody. And if people open their mind, not to the point of having your brains fall out, but open your mind and let the stuff come through like a buffet. If you don't like it, leave it. But I guarantee you, you're always going to find a nugget of wisdom. But virology, you know, I love what you said, by the way. What is it? World War COVID, right? Love that. Virology lacks proper... Thank you for listening. To unlock the full 2-hour interview, including video formats, downloads, transcripts, exclusive articles, and more, subscribe to Veritas Plus now. Gain access to our entire archive dating back to 2008. Just click subscribe at veritasproject.com. To listen to the rest and access all of our exclusive material, head over to the Veritas Plus member section or click the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the benefits with a 15-day free trial of FLFE today. No credit card required. If you'd like to get in touch with me, be a guest on the program, have a guest suggestion, or want to provide feedback, just click the contact button on our website at veritasproject.com. Thank you for listening to The Veritas Project, because you don't want to believe, you want to know. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now at veritasproject.com.